From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Global security, the refugee crisis, and political instability are focal points for Secretary of State John Kerry and other Group of Seven foreign ministers. They have wrapped up their first day of talks in Japan. Their two-day meeting is underway in Hiroshima. In an interview with the Hiroshima newspaper, Kerry said the most global threats to international peace require collective action. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry says the Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov have stressed the need for more cooperation between their two countries to strengthen the ceasefire in Syria. The ministry statement said that during Sunday's phone conversations, Lavrov and Kerry also discussed efforts to fight the Islamic State group, as well as the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front and other terrorist organizations, agreeing to take additional measures to halt the flow of militants and weapons from abroad. Lavrov's office said the two diplomats expressed support for the efforts of the UN envoy to Syria. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in India during a wave of increased cooperation with India's military. Carter is looking to improve defense technology and trade cooperation while increasing military-to-military cooperation through additional bilateral and trilateral coordinated operations. Saudi Arabia's monarch addressed the Egyptian parliament Sunday, where he announced plans to build a bridge linking the two nations across the Red Sea. In his six-minute address, King Salman said the Arab countries need to work together to combat violent extremism, and he advocated a unified vision for a united Arab military force. This is VOA News.